Hi, everybody. This is Ron Jackson here with Tom and Greg Marino, members of one of the great contemporary and world groups around today, Airborne. Welcome, guys, and thanks so much for taking this time to chat with us here at The Ride today.
Hi, Ron. How are you? This is Tom Barino.
Hi, Ron. This is Greg Barino, and thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, listen, my pleasure, my pleasure. So, listen, tell us, how did this fantastic Airborne journey begin? Did it start with the Barino brothers and just branch out from there, or what?
Yes, it did. It did start in, like, early 80s. We started with me and Greg and our partner, Tom Sansone.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, most of the members are still about the same, right, Greg?
Yeah, they've been with us. A lot of the guys have been with us for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're the nucleus songwriters of the group. But mm-hmm. we also have our members. We give everybody, because they're very good and talented, we give them their play and their influence, and that creates the whole Airborne sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group effort, and you know, we get good musicians. You know, we're the major songwriters, but we do have the musicians add their little flavor to it.
Okay. Now, Tom, you play piano, and Greg, you're the guitarist, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were these your original instruments of choice, or were you interested in other instruments at first and just switched off, or how did that work?
I did start off with guitar. It's a funny story. I did start out as guitar, and the guitar teacher said, don't waste his time and my money. But I really wanted to, play music.
Uh-huh.
So I was a young lad, and I had a paper route, and I saved up some money, and I bought an organ. And that was quite a feat at that time, to buy an organ.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold a lot of papers.
Okay.
And, so I got an organ, and it's another funny story. I was only playing 3 months, and I was having piano lessons,
mm-hmm. you know,
your basic training to taking piano lessons. And a band approached me after 3 months, and they said, "We'd like to have you in the band." I said, "But I've been only playing 3 months."
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Oh, you have an organ?" I said, "Yes, you're in the band." So in 3 months, I was in the band.
fantastic.
Yeah. Guitar has always been my first. This is Greg Barino. Guitar has always been my first instrument. I do double a little bit on bass guitar, but that I use primarily for composing and writing purposes. I've done some gigs on bass, but guitar has always been my main instrument and main
mm-hmm.
passion.
Okay. Now, listen, going back to something you mentioned a little earlier, and I wanted to get you guys to clarify something for me.
Mm-hmm.
In photos that I've seen of the group, there are always about six of you shown.
Mm-hmm.
And yet on the new release, New Horizons, only three of you are listed as the core members of Airborne, the two of you and Tom Sansone. Your saxophonist. Now, can you give us a lowdown on that? I mean, are the others who are shown in the photos, are they guest members, or how does that work, basically?
Well, like Gregory was saying before, we are the leaders and
mm-hmm.
the composers, and we arrange everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the other members, they have been with us, but they're not the writers, and
mm-hmm.
they don't produce it all. And we're the main factors of the ingredients of the band.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is Greg Barino. We're the main financiers. We're the one who kind of get the gigs,
mm-hmm.
pay for the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on other CDs, we put their pictures on because they're our friends and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We've been
mm-hmm.
with them for over 20 years. And, you know, we give them their due because they've been good to us. We've been good to them.
Sure.
And, I mean, we're the main guys, and basically, for the most part, on our gigs or concerts, you're going to see those guys with us.
Oh, yeah, you'll see.
That's amazing. So it's been the same support group for over 20 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which is very hard to do.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. You guys are probably one of the very, very few in that category.
Mm-hmm. We've been blessed.
Oh, yeah. I love that whole all things are possible if we live, laugh, and love mantra,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, mm-hmm. this whole, and it's all connected in a way with that unspoken part that music plays a big part of it all. Who came up with that whole mantra and that whole concept?
For years now, the critics started calling this, it has to be Gumbo. back to 2004, maybe our Heavy Vibe CD.
Mm-hmm.
They started calling us the musical peacemakers of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And the critic said that our music gives like seed of peace. And we realized that yes, it does. So, and
mm-hmm.
we just incorporated that people like to hear that message.
Mm-hmm.
So we started all our CDs from that point on had a message to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Greg Barino. As far as like this newer CD, when we were putting all the tracks together and listening to what it was all saying as each song followed each other, it did put out a certain message. And we just ended with that spoken word, because
mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of spoken word myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we wanted to end the CD with that. So, like, when people did listen, they're enjoying the music, but then hopefully that little message, that little three-minute song, spoken word at the end, and we did it with all different languages.
Oh, man, that was so incredible.
A world connection.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was almost a continuation of our Winds of Change CD, but came out
mm-hmm.
in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the We Are Children of the World that's on New Horizon was really supposed to go on the Winds of Change CD.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't finish it the way we really wanted to, because it was a big production. It was horn section. It had a whole choir. We couldn't finish it in time for release.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost, the same message was almost transformed into the New Horizons, which says, reach out your hand to the world.
Mm-hmm,
we can
mm-hmm.
make a better place to live.
That's
we all try.
Yeah, I think it's such an appealing message, I tell you. I mean, it has such
great
appeal. It really does. Now, let me ask you, who served as your early musical influences?
Who was our influences?
Yeah, very early on in your career.
I mean, myself, this is Greg Greeno. My major influences were jazz and R&B artists.
Mm-hmm.
The early days of, I used to love like Earth, Wind & Fire, Tower
mm-hmm.
Power, Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Then jazz, I've always loved Chick Corea, Pat Metheny music.
Ah, man.
And in the rock thing, I used to love Santana, the blues of Stevie Ray Vaughan or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So B.B. King, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we're pretty much an R&B, blues, jazz, funk. You know, we like all music. You know, we're inner city people. We've been exposed to it all. And, of course, I couldn't leave Latin music out because that's
sure.
a big part of our sound.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
We definitely always used the Latin island sound. That's a big part of our sound. So we kind of, you know, listen to everything. And
well, you know,
there's
and
always something to learn from everything.
Sure, sure. And that kind of speaks to the new album, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to that, New Horizons, because it is an absolutely marvelous, diverse piece of work. And,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of echoes, by the way, that very concept we just talked about, you know, the whole mantra thing there, and it looks like you two and Sansone wrote most of the material, and you have some very interesting and of course well done work there, and I have so many personal favorites, and I'd like to ask a couple of questions about a couple of them. For example, the track "Digging the Atmosphere" has such a Paul Hardcastle jazz masters kind of feel to it, yet it also embraces a bit of that Shack Attack acid jazz kind of feel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And is that what you were shooting for originally, or is that just kind of, you know, something that happens to be purely coincidental?
And coincidental, that's our new single.
That's going to be coming out in September as our single.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny that you're saying that. Yes. Our new single from the CD will be Digging the Atmosphere. We wanted to do a song to be groove music, that had that feeling, but had melodies that really catch you, really
uh-huh.
catch you. And you notice that there's many melodies in that. There's a really good groove, but there's a lot of melodies
yeah.
going with the piano, going
yeah.
with the guitar.
Yeah.
Even in the vocal, just the vocal arrangement has its own little catchy melody too.
Okay.
We came from, like you were saying, what was our influences? I came from, like, when songs had hooks, like a lot of songs from the Motown days,
uh-huh. You know, uh-huh.
The Temptations and all that stuff. It wasn't big 12-piece horn bands. And
uh-huh.
Those are kind of eras, Stack days. And then I grew into contemporary jazz and, like Greg was saying, artists like Chick Corea, George Duke,
uh-huh.
and Herbie Hancock were our influences
uh-huh.
for the contemporary jazz. And I noticed you, like you said in our CD review, you really hit that we do put the funk and the R&B and the spiritual and the world to the contemporary jazz.
Yeah.
And you really, I guess you really hit the airborne style.
Yeah. And this is Greg Barino. And also on Digging the Atmosphere, you know, we were going for a smooth jazz sound, but, you know, we don't water down anything. We always try to make it musical at the same time.
Sure.
Well, it's something that could be played on a radio station, but we got to keep our musical, have a little edge to it. And
of course.
As musical as possible.
Sure, yeah. sure, exactly.
Got to keep it the musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, now another tune, man, this one, a cover of Bobby Hebb's Sonny was so very well done. I mean, the vocals, the whole nine yards, you know. What went into your decision to choose that cut?
I'll tell you, this is Greg Barino. We were performing that out live just, you know, because in our concert, when we do play either clubs or concerts, besides doing our original music, we will do a cover now and then just to bring an audience in who isn't familiar with all of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll do some covers, and we were getting such a good response from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the band was playing it so good. And someone said, you guys should record that. And we've never recorded a cover before on any
mm-hmm.
of our CDs. This
mm-hmm.
was the first time we did a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, let's give it a try.
Sure.
So I put the arrangement together, you know, starting it out rubato and then just bringing it up as a duet.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
with male and female vocals. So
it still has the airborne sound, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It really came out really good. Like Gregory said, we never did a cover before, but it felt good to do it. And
I'll tell you what,
for
your first attempt, that was a fantastic effort. I tell
you,
that was really great. Then there was the tune From Jazz to James. Wow, that was true innovation. I really loved that one. I really did. Now, how you intertwined the intricacies of jazz with the gritty utterances and the mood of the great James Brown was just great. I mean, I sat and I thought to myself, how do these guys do that? So what motivated you to try that, to even try that?
I would say this, Tom Barino, we wanted to take you on a little musical journey what Airborne has been through. It was it's more or less what we've been growing up with and what we feel and what we love.
Yeah, this is Greg Barino. I mean, I wrote the song in it. It's kind of a testament to who I am. I mean, I'm all over the place. It's all the different influences that I have had and the music I love. Started out like with a jazzy, almost new age sound.
Mm-hmm.
Middle is a little fusion-y with a little Latin. And then it's just hardcore funk at the end with James.
Sure, sure. I mean,
that backbeat, that soul.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been a true fan of innovation. I mean, that's, I think, one of the elements that, you know, I don't want to get on mm-hmm. my soapbox here, but I think that's one of the elements that we miss so much in all music. And you guys really brought that home with that piece.
Well, thank you.
And we tried to get a little modern funk, a little Tower Power towards the end with
sure.
the horns and the organ too. Going.
Yeah.
Sure. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now the group is, as you mentioned, also affectionately known in many circles as the Musical Peacemakers, and you've been awarded a Merit of Honor Award from the World Peace Organization for your excellence in world music and as humanitarians. And now, tell us a little bit about that. How does that feel? And tell us a little bit about that award.
It's a wonderful honor, of course, and it's because of the music. Our music does have a message. It's also too. They were part of the New England Foundation of the Arts. They're on their performing roster.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do, we go into community centers, we go into schools, and we educate audiences to jazz, right from the beginning of jazz all the way up to today, up to our music. Mm-hmm. And we, a lot of them are younger audience who never get a chance to hear jazz anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome just to see the response to that. It's a good feeling that to go into it. Even if we'll go, but a lot of times we'll go with the full band, but maybe we'll go with maybe just me and Greg, my brother, or the three of us, me, Gregory, and Tom Sansone.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us will go in and demonstrate the jazz.
And
sure.
As far as, this is Greg Barino, as far as how that feels like, because the proceeds go to feed the children and all that,
mm-hmm.
By no means are we rich guys. We're musicians just getting by here. But we feel that if, even from our little means, if we do and could inspire other people to help, if everyone does help, it makes such a huge difference. And
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
what makes us feel good, is that, you know, we're doing something. At least we're giving back. We don't have a lot, but what we do have, we help to share.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was Gregory was trying to mention, that that's our nonprofit cause.
Sure.
All proceeds do go to feed the children. It's called Musicians, Humanitarians, Peacemakers. And all the proceeds go to feed the children, just to stop hunger in this world. And it's amazing how hunger is still alive, even in the USA.
So, sure, sure.
Yeah, so I have to thank everybody who has been donating to the cause, and it's a good cause.
Well, that's so commendable. That is so incredibly commendable. Now, since 1992, you've also been on the New England Foundation for the Arts and Connecticut Commission on the Arts Prestigious Performing Arts Touring Rosters, with programs and performances that educate audiences to jazz. Now, that too is extremely commendable. Now, what began that service, and what's kept you there?
We started going into schools as educators. Most of us in the group are, you know, musically taught in, you know, different universities through the country.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, to teach kids who don't get to hear much jazz, or, you know, with the MTV generation, or, you know, limited radio spots, and not hearing a lot of jazz music. And we found that going to the schools, we get a great response. Like, not like they're turned off from it. They're very turned on to it. And little kids will come up and say, oh, I just started playing guitar, and now you inspired me to really want to do something.
Wow.
So that's a good thing.
Hopefully
yeah.
we will inspire them to be the next generation of jazz.
Yeah.
And who knows what kind of style they'll come up with, too.
Yeah, and also, too, even if they don't become musicians or go with it, the arts always enriches people's lives.
Sure,
and it
sure.
will make them more diverse as people and just a better world, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I was just about to say, that's got to make you guys feel good to be seen as one of the portals, you know, through which these kids pass, you know, to as an introduction to jazz, you know, and to a wider world, for God's sake. You know, I think that's fantastic.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, jazz opens your mind. It teaches improvisation and dedication. It's a lot of determination, too, and self-discipline. You know, it puts them, like Gregory was saying, it puts them on a right path, a direction. It gives them a purpose.
Sure.
That it gets in their spirit, it keeps their imagination going.
Yeah.
Sure.
Jazz does that. Jazz will do that, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, especially a young mind.
Yeah.
And hopefully
yeah.
we put some students on the right path.
Fantastic.
So, but we also go into the community centers with maybe older audiences.
Yeah, even senior audiences. They enjoy the jazz. You know, our audience is very diverse, so
We try to help the community.
Sure,
we really try to do.
Well, keeping you right along those that line of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you offer to up and coming new musicians and aspiring young musicians who are struggling to make
it
in business?
You do have to, if you really want to do it as a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to work very hard, and you know, you got to develop some tough skin there. I mean, you really do. It's a beautiful art form. It's great, but you know, you got to have some tough skin there and stick with it and be determined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, balance with your ups and downs because mm-hmm. they're going to be there. It's mm-hmm. not going to be all just great. But, I mean, it's more good than bad, I'll tell you that.
Sure.
But, you know, you that be determined, and but you got to live and breathe it 24 hours a day.
Sure,
you
know, sure.
You really got to love it.
Open-mindedness is the key, too.
Mm-hmm.
You be open-minded, any style of music.
Yes.
Sure,
you learn from anything. Doesn't have to be jazz. It could be funk. It could be world. It could be gospel. Mm-hmm. It could be hip-hop.
Classical. I mean, there's something to learn from everything.
Yes. There's
always as you said, Ron, in this new CD, there's so many different influences on
it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, well, you mentioned... You know, because there's so many experiences to learn from, good and bad, and there will be good times and bad times as well. What would you say would be one of your most memorable gigs or experiences musically?
Nothing's coming to mind on my end, but I know there's been some nights where everything just working,
mm-hmm.
and you almost feel the spirit inside of you that just tingles, and you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't remember when it was, but, I mean, over the years it's happened many times where the band is kicking, the audience is just into it, and there's just a vibe. And
mm-hmm.
those are just one of those nights that make all the other stuff well worthwhile.
That's, mm-hmm.
It's just like it makes it all worthwhile. That's why you do it.
I have to say, if you want to say the first one that we, because we've been playing for many years now, but I have to say the first one, it was early 80s. It was early 80s, and the band was together, and we were on the same bill with Tower of Power.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not the first, because the band was just getting together. We were the first act, and we had four encores. So that was...
Wow.
They didn't want us to get off stage. And so that was a great feeling.
I bet.
That was a great feeling. And the Tower of Power were great guys. They were going, keep going, guys.
Oh, man. Oh, that must have been a nice, long night.
Yeah.
That was a good night.
I bet.
Now, a question that never gets old for us to ask is... What direction would you like to see smooth jazz go in the next 5 years?
Say that again, Ron. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No problem. What direction would you like to see smooth jazz go in the next 5 years?
I'd like to see it get a little more musical.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that it's I love all the smooth jazz artists.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a little more musical, and but don't be afraid to. Comes of what comes out of your heart.
Uh-huh.
You should don't listen to what somebody else says how way it should be.
Uh-huh.
For instance, there was a few radio programmers or directors that you might call them,
mm-hmm.
and it was funny because when the Airborne first started is the concept of a band. And you notice that when you hear an Airborne song, you'll hear maybe the melody will start with the piano. Maybe
mm-hmm.
the melody will start with the guitar and the flute and the sax.
Mm-hmm.
But we incorporate that sound with the band all together. And one person said, though, it doesn't fit in the format because it's usually just all saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny to hear that. I said, but why does it have to be just
yeah, right. Saxophone? What do you mean, usually? Define usually, you know? Yeah, right.
They were kind of knocking us for, like, that we weren't sounding like everybody else.
Yeah, sure,
like,
wasn't that good? Sure. Sure.
I mean, you know, we're not cookie cutters.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know,
right.
You know?
But we don't put anybody else on. We love, like I said, everybody has their sound.
Yes.
And if you are a saxophone player and you are going to push yourself, you are going to the most of the album will be a saxophone.
Sure.
But Airborne is a concept, is a band. It does have a band sound,
mm-hmm.
and we've been so many articles about that we emphasize the concept of a band. And you were just saying that yourself that. Wow, you guys had your band members on that long.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
And,
you know, it's that feeling of it, and it comes out in our music, too.
Yeah, that's just incredible. That one fact alone is just amazing. I was just talking to another artist several weeks ago about I can't recall who it was now. We were just talking about the whole band concept and where's that gone? I mean, you know, the whole idea of bands sticking together and, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's such a revolving door now, you know.
It is very tough. It is very tough because the economic situation, it is tough, but we've still been able to do it somehow, hook or by crook. So.
Sure, sure. And that's so much to your credit, I'll tell you. Now, let me ask you, you guys have any tours lined up to promote the new release? And if so, where are some of the places you guys will be going?
Well, we've been doing many concerts this summer. And as we speak, we're going to take as the summer draws, we're going to take a little break. But we've been working much to try to promote this. We're promoting the CD.
Uh-huh.
We had to write the CD. We had to record it. And then we've just been on tour, touring it to make it, you know, happen. But we're going to take a little break, right, Greg?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just for at least maybe a month. And then we're getting back to work.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic.
Our schedule you could always find at airbornejazz.com.
Wow, how did you know that I was going to be my next question? I was going to talk.
always lists our performances, and, pretty much now we're mostly the Northeast, but hopefully sometime soon we could branch out a little bit more.
Yeah. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, again, great. I thank you guys so much for taking this time.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Really appreciate it.
And where are you located, Ron?
Well, we're down here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay,
we're all East Coast here.
Oh, yeah, we're all East Coast. Exactly, exactly.
Well, we're hoping we can maybe do a gig down there, and we could invite you up and meet you in person.
Well, by all means, we certainly would look forward to that, I tell you.
Yes.
Well, we definitely wish you and all the rest of Airborne all the best with the new release, and of course, your continued success overall, and it's particularly for all of your humanitarian efforts. I can't tell you how much
Thank you.
I personally appreciate that. You know, I think it's great.
I love your website. And I thank you for your support of the smooth jazz genre. You're doing wonderful for the contemporary jazz and the smooth jazz artists. Thank you so very much.
I thank you so very much for that. Tom and Greg Marino of Airborne, everybody. The new release is called New Horizons, and it's available right now, I would imagine, almost everywhere. It's a true experience in sound, and you got to do yourself a favor and grab a copy. Be sure to read our review of it right here on the ride as well. This is Ron Jackson thanking you once again for listening, and until the next time, enjoy the ride.